some of the worst hurricanes to hit the United States, some of the worst hurricanes to hit the state of Florida have occurred in these so-called slow seasons. Andrew is, of course, a poster child of that. Only 7 storms the entire year. One of them was a Cat 5 named Andrew. 1965, Hurricane Betsy came across South Florida just after Labor Day. Another late storm. That one was a major hurricane, and it was the first billion-dollar storm in damage in United States history. And that, again, was in a slow season, too.
I remember I was living in Doral when Andrew hit. And I remember, you know, being in a small little bathroom downstairs with my mom, my brother. We were riding this thing out. And never experiencing a Hurricane 5, the sounds outside, you know, then afterwards going out and seeing the aftermath of it. But what did that storm teach us as a community, teach hurricane experts about the before, during, and after of a storm?
We're 50 years now from Betsy and 23 years from Andrew, and the technology has grown by leaps and bounds. In 1965, satellite imagery was in its infancy. We didn't even have continuous satellite coverage yet of the Atlantic in 1965. Today, we've got incredible technology, and next year, when GOES-R comes on board, the satellite technology is going to grow again by several generations. So we have the ability to track these storms. The forecasting ability has grown by leaps and bounds for both track and for track. It's getting better for intensity. Where we need to really focus on is communicating the potential impacts of the storm in a way that people understand it and are able to use that information to protect themselves and their property. That's the challenge.
We talked about wind, and obviously people think of hurricanes, they think about the power, the strength of the storm. Again, for people who've never lived here, have never been through a storm, that's not really where a lot of the danger is. A lot of it is the water.
When you hear the word hurricane, immediately comes to mind is the word wind. Wind isn't the problem, or it isn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem is the water. We lose half the people in hurricanes, the fatalities, half of those are to storm surge. 50% are to storm surge. And then another quarter of those is to inland flooding for all the heavy rain. So now you got 3/4 of your hurricane-related deaths just to storm surge and just to inland flooding. Wind-related deaths are 8%. That's it. So what we're trying to do right now is just literally reinvent how we approach the water problem.
What's your most vivid memory of a storm beyond just covering it, beyond just, you know, your job?
It was in 1964, and it was Hurricane Cleo, a Category 2 hurricane coming right up the southeast coast of Florida. And we didn't have any shutters or anything, so Dad puts up the masking tape over the windows, which, as we all know today, is totally useless, but it was 1964. Well, we didn't have shutters, but we had one little decorative awning that was over the jalousie door on the Florida room facing east. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, we're hearing boom, and a pause, and then boom. And we realized the east wind coming around Cleo was lifting up underneath the awning, throwing it over the roof, and then slamming it over the jalousie windows. And we thought, we're going to lose this back room. So Dad's putting on his pants, and he's all set to go out. And my mother looks at him and said, "Are you crazy? You're not going out there." So I had this little crystal radio kit. Yeah, it was the mid-60s. And I tuned in this station on it because we had no power. And I heard we were going to get the eye. So my mom said, "You're waiting for that eye. You wait till the eye, and then you go out." Well, fortunately, at the peak of the storm, the thing ripped off, and we found it wrapped around a pine tree 4 doors down. That could have easily been my dad. So that's the thing that stuck out in my mind, and that's the storm that said, "I'm going to be a meteorologist when I grow up." And I did.